Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It's almost 6 to 11 and joining us from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Mick Cowley. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you today, mate?
Look, I'm well. Now, we're going to catch up with Jason Thompson in a moment, since we can get him. He's got a good dog hooked on Scotch.
Mate, a very good dog. Most people are saying it's potentially the best one in Australia. It's had a chat with Jason last night. He actually said people forget it's only 22 months old. It's not even two yet. It's doing all these amazing things. But, yeah, the highlight for us this week will be the fact it's clashing with Feral Frankie at Sandown on tomorrow night. It's going to be an enthralling clash. They're both dogs that work their way through the field and storm home. So should be a beauty, Cozzy.
It'll be an interesting run to that first turn at Sandown, won't it?
It always is. It's that's very much the case. And it'll be interesting to see where the two of these dogs, neither of them are flash starters. It'll be interesting to see where they do position themselves. And that'll have a lot to say in who comes out in front, I would imagine.
Yeah, they were just chasing Jason. Lismore Cup last night, and there was a blaster in action.
There was indeed. It was I switched on to watch the race on Sky One last night, and first thing I noticed was there was two late scratchings. The one, Bucks Future, who was second favourite and very close to the favourite, it was a late scratching. Vets examined it and it had split webbing, so unfortunately they had to scratch it. And Sandave Diva, one of the other heat winners from the week before, it had a toe injury, so it had to be scratched as well. So brought the field down to six, which played perfectly into the hands of the favourite Fernando Blaster, and with he had to basically fend off Quara's flick the eight early stages, but once he got to the post and was in front, that was pretty much the end of the section.
Yeah, good night, Nurse.
Went on to win easy. It was a very impressive winner, and the first group win for Fernando Blaster. He's been in a handful of group finals, but actually got across the line first in one.
Jason Thompson joins you now, Mick.
Jason, good morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Mick.
Mate, thanks for joining us. We're just talking before about everyone's looking forward to this enthralling clash between Hooked on Scotch and Feral Frankie on Thursday night. It's obviously still a way off for the Melbourne Cup, but this will be a nice little teaser tomorrow night.
Yeah, you only enter him and you don't know who you're going to come up against, but he's only in fourth grade and I actually think he'd be put into a free-for-all, but he is, and Feral Frankie's in it. So, as far as we're concerned, just another race for him, and not whether he wins or gets beat, as long as he pulls up all right and gets through the race all right, more than anything.
Mate, you said when I spoke to you last night, you did mention that people tend to forget that, he's doing all these wonderful things, but he's still only a pup. He's still only 22 months old.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, the expectations we've got on the dog are probably far different than what everybody else seems to have on him, whereby we know he's very good, but we also realise he's inexperienced and his youth, that we don't expect any more than go out there and perform at the level that we're used to seeing him do that. Whether he wins or loses, we don't care as long as he gets through the race all right. And obviously his target, like many other dogs, is the Melbourne Cup, and we needed to give him this race going into, well, firstly the shootout and then the Melbourne Cup, because if he didn't have a race tomorrow night, it'd be 3 weeks between races, and as far as I'm concerned, that's too long for a dog like him going into these sort of races.
But he's run a lot of quick times, particularly in the Speed Star, the Adelaide Cup, and Geelong Cup performances were outstanding. Did any of those things surprise you, or did you have an early idea that he was pretty good?
Oh, look, nothing he does surprises us. The surprise is probably that he's doing it at the age he's at, more than anything, because most 22-month-old dogs are generally running around in their lower grades and progressing along to hopefully get to that top-end level. But he's gone from virtually come out of grade six racing and went straight into the Speed Star and was the sort of looking since, and just gone from, one group race to another. And now all of a sudden, he really is in at the deep end. They're heading towards a Melbourne Cup campaign.
And I spoke to you several weeks ago, and you were, not so much contemplating, but you were thinking about the prospect of bringing him to Wentworth Park to trial here before Million Dollar Chase. You ended up going to Adelaide Cup. Was the age thing a factor in that?
Oh, well, probably the fact that going to Adelaide as it turned out, was a better option in a sense that had he gone the well, if he'd made it through to going to Wentworth Park, I don't think we would have been able to get a trial into him before the semis of the $1 million race, and there was a lot more travelling involved. We're going to Adelaide. We sort of used the Speedstar series as a trial before the Adelaide Cup, and obviously, if you're fortunate enough to win that, which he was, he didn't have to race until the Adelaide Cup final, which was 2 weeks between races, which worked out perfectly with his travelling backwards and forwards to Adelaide. And he got through that really well, and I suppose that was a reflection on how well he did at Geelong, like backing up a week after the Adelaide Cup went into the Geelong Cup series.
Mate, the four box tomorrow night's no real drama?
No, look, we really like him out of probably the closest to the fence. We like him out as three, probably four or five is his, probably five is his ideal box, because he does just come out and run in a straight line. So as far as box draw goes, I think he's drawn really well. He's beginning well. It took a very, very quick dog to head him off at Geelong in the cup final. So I think where he's at the moment, he couldn't be any better. And, looking forward to getting the sand down Thursday night and seeing what he does.
I think most of the greyhound industry is looking forward to seeing what he does and what Farrell Frankie does. It'll be an enthralling contest. Mate, while I've got you quickly, Black Opium, into the Top Gun. How's she been since Million Dollar Chase?
Yeah, look, she caught a bit of buffeting in the Million Dollar Chase final and a couple of lacerations on her back leg, but she's had a trial since and she's gone as good as she ever has. So we're just looking forward to her now going around in the Top Gun, and it sort of suits her to be raced a bit sparingly because of the experience that she has. Not that she's an old dog, but it'll suit her just going straight into the Top Gun, fresh from the $1 million race. And, I'm sure she'll perform well.
Mate, well, best of luck tomorrow night and best of luck in the Top Gun and shootout, Melbourne Cup and everything else that's coming up. Appreciate you having a chat with us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
Cozzy, there he was, Jason Thompson. He's looking forward to tomorrow night, and so are all of us, I think.
Now, we've got the Top Gun field. That's been named.
Mate, we do indeed. That was announced on Catching Pen last night. And in alphabetical order, they are Beruga Brett, Black Opium, as Jason just said, Feral Frankie, Get It Gizmo, Good Odd Serrata, Million Dollar Chase winner, Seneki, Shimmer Shine, the Million Dollar Place runner-up, and Whiskey Riot, Anthony as a Party's dog. So pretty good lineup in that sprint. That'll be run on November 9 at the Meadows. So that's a beauty.
Yeah, now we need a couple of good things, Richmond and Wendy Park.
Mate, we'll go to Richmond first, and the good thing there is in race 5, number 2, Bella's M Grand, racing consistently at the moment, and the form over the 400 is fantastic. Well drawn, and she looks really hard to beat. Good way to start off the quaddie. And at Wenty, the graded special is Jamala Jett, as the dog's been racing around in Top Company, Million Dollar Chase and all that sort of thing. Back to a grade 5 tonight, just looks an absolute special, but we know it does happen with absolute special sometimes. But hopefully this, for the punters, will get home, drawn perfectly out in the 8. Just looks a good thing.
All right, terrific. Well, we wish you best. We'll catch up there tomorrow, and we'll go greyhounds again, Nick.
All good. Thanks, Cozzy. Cheers, mate.